And this brings up a huge issue, such as manufacturing. I mean, my God, people can make this shit in their bathtub if they wanted to.
Welcome to the Hormones Happen podcast, a podcast designed for individuals like you who are curious about the amazing benefits of hormone replacement therapy. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and I'm a nurse practitioner who specializes in HRT. I've seen firsthand the debilitating effects of hormone deficiency and have personally experienced the benefits of optimization. My goal is to arm you with information regarding the good, the bad, and even taboo aspects of HRT while answering your burning questions. Please join me for today's episode of the Hormones Happen podcast. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Hormones Happen. Now, what if I told you there was a natural compound capable of accelerating wound healing, reducing chronic pain, restoring gut health, and even protecting your brain from stress and anxiety? Imagine this compound has been around for decades, studied in labs worldwide, and yet you've never likely heard of it. Well, maybe you have. If you're privy to social media, you've probably heard of this peptide called the Wolverine peptide. Now, what I'm talking about is the compound BPC-157, a regenerative peptide that could be a game changer for many men and women that are looking for help with slow recovery, nagging injuries, digestive issues, or unexplained fatigue. BPC-157 might be the secret weapon. But the kicker is, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about it. And why is that? Because if peptides like BPC-157 became mainstream, they could replace expensive prescription drugs for pain. That's billions of dollars in lost revenue for pharmaceutical companies. So instead of marketing this natural compound, they keep it tucked away. But let's shine some light on it and let's talk about how this peptide is changing the world of injuries. So before we specifically talk about BPC-157, let's take a step back and talk about what is a peptide. So a peptide is a single linear chain of amino acids. And when this chain is less than 50 amino acids in length, we call it a peptide. When it's greater than 50, we call it a polypeptide. And several polypeptides linked together is called a protein. Now, fun fact, BPC-157 is composed of 15 amino acids. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about BPC. It's a synthetic peptide that's derived from a naturally occurring protein in the human stomach. Originally, it was studied for its role in gut health, but it was quickly realized that this peptide had several other regenerative properties and has been shown to repair muscle, tendon, and ligament injuries, enhance gut healing and combat leaky gut, reduce systemic inflammation, protect the brain from stress-induced damage, and speed up post-recovery after surgery. Now, BPC-157 works by stimulating what is called angiogenesis, which is a process that involves formation of new blood vessels. More blood flow to damaged tissue means faster healing and less pain, something anyone dealing with injuries or inflammation would surely welcome. This may be a bit of a rhetorical question, but who cares? Well, if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, you've probably noticed that injuries do not heal as quickly as they once did. Maybe you tweaked your shoulder playing a pickup game of basketball, or you've had this knee pain since you were 20 years old, you know, or let's just even say, you know, you're having bloating or fatigue, you're having some gut issue related complications. While BPC-157 addresses these issues at the root cause. Unlike other medications that just mask the symptoms, because all they're doing is treating symptoms. Let's talk a little bit more about how actually BPC does this stuff. So it's been studied extensively for its role in repairing soft tissue injuries, whether it's a torn muscle, sprained ligament, or just a nagging tendinitis. It's been shown to help speed up the recovery and reduce the pain, which then gets us off of medications like ibuprofen, Tylenol, or even opioids. Other than just angiogenesis, it also helps to improve nitric oxide modulation, which causes blood vessel dilation, further improving blood flow to the injured tissues and reducing inflammation. And it also increases the expression of growth hormone receptors in what are called tendon fibroblasts, which aid in the repair of tendons, ligaments, and muscles. I had a patient that came to me because he had injured his shoulder while weightlifting at a gym, and he had done physical therapy. He had been on anti-inflammatory medications for several months, and he was just not having any progress. And he contacted me asking about peptides that could potentially help him. Well, I started him on BPC-157, and 3 weeks later, he felt significant improvement. He didn't need to see the orthopedic surgeon. He was back to baseline. He was doing the same exercises in the gym, and he was actually able to strengthen the muscles around his shoulder. And to this day, he is doing fantastic. While we often hear about the pain reduction and accelerated healing of BPC-157, what we really need to understand is this medication was originally researched for its ability to heal ulcers, leaky gut syndrome, and inflammatory bowel disease. It actually strengthens the gut lining to reduce inflammation and restore balance to the digestive system. So if you've had a lot of issues with acid reflux, bloating, or specific food intolerances, BPC-157 can help restore your gut health naturally and keep you away from medications like proton pump inhibitors or any kind of long-term medication that absolutely just damages the gut microbiome. Another amazing benefit of BPC-157 is its mental effects. Now, chronic stress doesn't just wear you down mentally. It also has physical effects on your brain and nervous system. And there have been several studies that suggest BPC-157 has a plethora of neuroprotective benefits that help to reduce stress-induced brain damage, combat anxiety and depression, and improve overall cognitive function. This is a huge deal for a lot of individuals who struggle with fatigue or brain fog throughout the day, or those just trying to run a small business or just to get through the day. Well, if BPC-157 is so amazing, then why hasn't it been FDA approved? Well, the answer is simple, but also disheartening. It's money. So peptides like BPC-157 can't be patented. They can't be patented in the same way a synthetic drug can. And pharmaceutical companies do not want to invest in large-scale human trials unless there's a profit incentive. A natural compound that helps people recover without dependency on prescription medications is a threat to their business model. So instead of getting mainstream attention, BPC remains an underground solution spread by biohackers, alternative health practitioners, and self-experimenters. And this brings up a huge issue, such as manufacturing. I mean, my God, people can make this shit in their bathtub if they wanted to. There's no rules or regulations on producing this. And that's where one of the biggest issues with all of these peptides come from, is we've been forced to have to seek these out through anyone who we can source it from. And because of that, there's a lot of unethical practices in making these. Now, while I will say a lot of the peptides that you get, at least over the counter, are safe, they're oftentimes underdosed, or they contain just a small fragment of the peptide you think you're getting with a lot of filler. And that's because no one's regulating these. These aren't always made in a strict, sterile pharmaceutical setting. Since it does not have an FDA approval, you've probably seen online in big bold letters, "for research purposes only, not for human consumption." That is one way that companies are still able to get these peptides out. So how is BPC-157 taken? Well, it depends. The most common forms are either injectable or oral. And some of the differences between the two is that with the injectable, you're just using a very small needle and you're injecting it near the site of pain into the fat tissue. And some will say that this is better at targeting a specific injury. For example, you've got tennis elbow, lateral epicondylitis. You inject the BPC-157 into the outside of your elbow, just the small tissue. You pinch up a little tissue, you inject it in there, and it will help with all these amazing benefits. Now, the oral, okay, you don't have to poke yourself, which is great, but it has a better effect on gut health, on the gut-brain axis, because it's going through the stomach. And it has a more systemic effect on all the little aches and pains in your body. Now, BPC-157 is more stable when taken orally than most other peptides because, remember, it's derived from gastric juices, proteins found in gastric juices. But there's also other specific pharmacies. I work with one that can actually, they've adjusted the oral formulation to be more bioavailable in the stomach. And I have had several patients compare the injectable version of BPC to the oral version of BPC and have the exact same effect. And the other benefit of taking the pill, the oral form, is that it's not just going to affect your elbow, but it's going to affect that little nagging back pain, right? The little aches and pains that you have as well. Because let's be honest, how many of us just have one little injury, right? If you're like me, it's everywhere. It's widespread. So the pill is a great option, but you also have to realize, you know, when you inject it closer to a site of injury, it can have a more localized effect. Let's talk a little bit about dosing. So with oral BPC-157, the dose is typically 500 to 1,000 micrograms 1 to 2 times daily. And injections is roughly 250 to 500 micrograms 1 to 2 times daily. Now, oftentimes when you get your injectable BPC-157, you do have to reconstitute it, which means you're going to get a vial with what's called a lyophilized powder, and you're going to get some bacteriostatic water. You're going to need to actually add the water to the peptide, and that's called reconstitution. And then from there, you would keep it in the refrigerator and you would inject it. A lot of people stack multiple peptides, and a common stack that I see with BPC-157 is either TB-500, or I've seen some individuals do CJC-1295 with ipamorelin and TB-500. You can really stack as many of these as you want. I'd say one of the biggest barriers to that is cost, because the more peptides you use, the more expensive it's going to be. So stacking, you know, 3-4 peptides, it could be a little cost prohibitive. What kind of side effects are we looking at with BPC-157? Well, there's really none. Some people have mentioned some mild nausea, temporary dizziness, or if you're doing the injectable form, a little bit of irritation at the site. But otherwise, this is an incredibly safe medication and a true crime that the FDA is not allowing this to be approved and spread to the masses. Before the podcast, I had a couple patients reach out with just small little testimonials regarding their effects on BPC. So I'm just going to read a couple here. After months of knee pain, I tried BPC-157, and within 10 days, my pain was cut in half. It's like my body finally started healing itself properly. I've battled IBS for years, and nothing worked long term. Within 2 weeks of BPC-157, my bloating and cramping nearly disappeared. Now, those are some amazing testimonials, and I see and hear reports like that all the time. So basically, BPC-157 is a naturally derived protein from gastric juices. And when we supplement with this, we get a plethora of benefits, including accelerated healing, improved mental cognition, and increased gut health. Could you ask for more?
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
Look, guys, the harsh reality is that aging naturally is no longer possible. We're bombarded with endocrine disruptors every day without even knowing it. Seeking treatment usually leads to the prescription of unnecessary medications and unwanted reassurance that what we're experiencing is normal, but it's not. At Still City HRT and Weight Loss, we not only ask questions, but listen to answers and believe that treatment cannot be a cookie-cutter protocol. If you're curious about the amazing benefits of hormone replacement therapy or have been turned away by our traditional Western medical society, don't hesitate to call 719-669-4223 now to schedule labs and discuss treatment options.
Guys, let's get into the Q&A. Do women need testosterone supplementation? Hell yes, they do. A common misconception is that women do not need testosterone supplementation, but what we're neglecting to think about is testosterone is the most abundant hormone in a woman's body. A woman has about 10 times more testosterone than estrogen. So why in the world would we not replace it? I'll caveat this, that estradiol is the best bang for your buck for a female because of the amazing health benefits. But out of all the women I treat, 99% of them report an improvement in their symptoms with the testosterone almost immediately. The estradiol, it takes some time. And it does help with a lot of symptoms, but that testosterone, that is a quick-acting medication for most of the women, and it's one of the ones that actually helps to preserve muscle mass, improve bone density, and help with fat loss. Who doesn't want that? So why would we not treat women? And I'm not exaggerating this. I have had providers who've reached out to me and say, why would you put a woman on testosterone? You can do just estradiol and progesterone. Absolutely not. I think that's completely unfair. I would never neglect a woman of additional testosterone supplementation unless there was an issue such as PCOS or there was a concern of already having too much. That would be a joint decision-making process. But absolutely, please give the women testosterone. Should guys supplement with estradiol? What a loaded question this one is. I will say that it's still very taboo, but I say yes. I absolutely advocate for supplementing estradiol in men who are on testosterone replacement therapy. And the reason I say this is because what I have found is that everyone has a genetically set testosterone to estradiol ratio. And frankly, it seems to be fairly wide, meaning that you can close that gap a little bit. And some of the benefits of estradiol include protecting your bones, protecting your heart. But for us guys, it helps with libido. It improves your sexual arousal, but it also helps with erections, guys. Harder erections. Who doesn't want that? And so is it for everyone? It's not. It's absolutely not. But I will say personally, I take a milligram of estradiol every other day and I love it. I feel great. I do feel like it calms me down a little bit. I do feel like I sleep better. of course, harder erections, probably too much information there. But then also the things I can't see, the protection of bones and heart, okay? So I do think that I'd say 90% of men could benefit from supplementation of estradiol with their TRT regimen. That's huge. Because if you're not on TRT and you're supplementing with estradiol, we could probably close that gap too much, make it too narrow, and then we can start to develop some estrogenic symptoms. How much progesterone is too much? Well, I don't think that number exists. Now, the only natural physical state that a human goes into where their progesterone level is off the charts is during pregnancy, because it's being made by the placenta. When you ask a woman, at what point in your life did you just feel the best? Most women will say, when I was pregnant. And that's because progesterone, it upregulates GABA receptors in the brain, which are responsible for calming, relaxing sensations, just overall feelings of well-being. It's actually one of the downstream derivatives of progesterone, allopregnanolone, is called the Valium of the brain for a reason, guys. And so I have a lot of women say, you know, hey, my practitioner put me on 50 milligrams of progesterone and I'm not noticing any effect. Is it not enough? Is it too much? And, you know, really, it just depends. I usually start my women, now caveat, this is not medical advice. This is just what I do in my practice. I start most of my women off at 200 milligrams every night. Okay. I want to say every other night because we have that discussion, but I have zero women on every other night progesterone. All of the women I treat are on every night at this point. So 200 milligrams every night. I have some that slowly creep their way up to 400. They're still fine. There's no danger. There's no number that we're going to get to that's going to cause imminent harm or death. One thing you do need to consider is as that progesterone level increases, it downregulates your estradiol receptors. So we may need to increase your estradiol levels. And I've seen that on a handful of occasions where we slowly creep up our progesterone and we're not taking enough estradiol. So we'll actually drive our estradiol levels down, which, you know, that can correlate to some harm, especially when we're trying to prevent osteoporosis and Alzheimer's, dementia, neurocognitive disorders. So I will say that the one caveat to continuing to increase your progesterone is you really do want to watch your estradiol levels because you will drive them down the higher you go. But otherwise, there is no maximum limit of progesterone. A lot of women will use it based off of, you know, headaches or anxiety. They'll dose it as needed. I typically say, you know what, if you have frequent insomnia, I say just take it every night to help you with sleep. If you're the kind of person that can take it as needed and be okay when you're not taking it, sure, do that as well. To each their own, this has to be individualized, guys. There is no clear-cut answer.
I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode of the Hormones Happen podcast and hope that you were able to find some value in the information that was provided today. If you have any questions that you would like to have discussed on the podcast, please send them to the email listed below or message us on the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook page. Remember, you are not alone in the war on hormones. Stay optimized.